keep up to date with news every 15 minutes, traffic and weather every 10. The Morning News with Bruce Kenyon on AM 770 CHQR.
7:46, we're joined now by Jeremy Hexum, who is a web developer, here to talk about bunk emails. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Bruce.
This came to light with an email that was sent around to the police department concerning meth that was strawberry-flavored.
Yeah, aimed for little kids.
Yes, and as it turns out, it's not. However, it is colored strawberry color. There has existed, hasn't it?
To my knowledge, yes. You can color it. You can add some food coloring, I think, and make it look green, yellow, blue, strawberry color, whatever color you want.
It remains to be seen whether it's been in Calgary at all, though.
Right.
Okay. How can we determine what's true and what's not?
Well, I mean, some of these emails that are going around have been going around for years, and they're just rehashed different stories. You know, there's the one going around about cell phones, and they give an example of it coming just out of Calgary. One about the police. It came out of the States, and somebody changed all the information. I mean, the basic story of the meth, strawberry meth, has been going around for years.
Stop!
Sorry.
What's the cell phone one?
Oh, the cell phone one is if you, I think if you hit pound 77, it automatically lets the police know. You can try to find out if you're actually being pulled over by the actual police or not, or if it's a fake. I would personally just call the police department directly if I thought somebody was trying to pull me over who wasn't a cop.
There's also one concerning PIN numbers, isn't there?
Yes, where if you enter your PIN number reverse on the machine, it automatically notifies the police that you're on your way. Again, these are all fake emails, but, you know, I think some people buy into them.
If you think them through, first of all, if you enter it backwards, you won't enter.
Yeah, exactly.
Your PIN number, that's just, it'll spit the card back out.
Right.
So are there websites that help us here to tell what is true and what
is
not?
Yes, there's a website, great website called Snoops, and that's www.snopes.com.
Okay.
And it's updated weekly, and they give all sorts of lists of conspiracy emails or fake emails. And, of course, they have their top 25 that are the latest emails to be circulating that week, and they give the different variations. I mean, there's hundreds of variations of some of these emails, but the story is basically the same, whether it's meth or some girl's gone missing from the States, or a cell phone directory or some new virus is out there. There's lots of information out there.
Okay.
And with these emails.
So, Snopes, do you remember the puppy dogs that was about came through here a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
And that one was bunked, too.
Yeah, a lot of them are bunked.
Yeah, and I mean, this one, I had, after doing research, it was around last September.
Well, my favorite is the email that's been going around. I can't remember the exact story, but it says it's not a fake email at all, and you can go to this website to verify that it's true. Well, I think it was number 3 said right on the website, this is a fake email, but they're saying it's true, and they're using us as an example, assuming people won't do the research to find out whether it's fake or not.
They're probably right.
Oh, of course they're right. Most people won't check it out, and what's so interesting about this one that's been going on about strawberry meth is if you look at the return address, it has a calgarypolice.ca email address, or it appears to, and the version I got was actually sent by a secretary at a high school. I mean, when you look at this sort of stuff, it looks legit.
Yeah.
You would get scared if you were a parent who didn't have
of
a lot
course.
Of time to listen to QR or read the Calgary Herald or the Sun. Check those things out. So, I mean, all of a sudden you're getting these emails and you're going to be scared that what the heck's going on.
Okay, so question everything.
Yeah, question everything, especially when it comes to email.
Believe none of what you read and half of what you see.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that. That's my advice to you today.
Yeah, that sounds like good advice to me.
It is. Thank you for coming by.
No problem.
Snopes.com, SNOPES.com.
Yes.
For anybody who thinks they have a questionable email, that's a very good source to check it out. Jeremy Hexum, web developer, thank you, sir. It's 7:50 as we